Children know by playing. Computer genii play and reveal magic. Children know by playing, and computer genii play and reveal magic. Where are you on this schedule? Where are you on this game of things? Do you know by playing? Children drive their cars up and down sand hills, and they do all sorts of things, and they have within them the magic of the universe, and they let it out by knowing that they can do it, knowing that they are fun, knowing that everything is possible. Whatever they have as an imagination in their mind, they want to bring it forth. Now, you get a little older, and then people become interested in computers, and they say, wow, what wonderful things computers can do, what wonderful things computers can reveal, what wonderful things computers can be playing with. And this is where you and me, this is where we are. We are the computer genii playing and revealing our magic. We are the computer genii playing and revealing our magic. What magic would you like to reveal with your computer? My goodness sakes, they're making copy machines. And those copy machines are making copies of organs of the body. They're making copies of the cells of the body. They're making copies of all sorts of things. They're making copies of a gun. They're making copies of everything. They're taking it along on their space journeys so that they can copy a part if they need to replace a part on the spaceship. My goodness, what imagination, what magic. Children know that all along. They just mentally think of a thought and they reveal it to themselves. Now, they may not reveal it in a physical form that you can touch and utilize, but they do reveal it to themselves. Now, do you want to do that? Do you want to have the magic of childhood? Do you want to know? Then you must play. Then you play the games. They say people who play games and who are active in playing games stay young. People who play games, they have the ability to accomplish wonderful things quickly and magically on their computers, because they're not afraid of them. Children will play on a computer, and they will touch all the buttons, and they will do all the things, and they will mess it up royally. And then you have to go back and start from scratch, which you can do easily because you have the programs to do that. So you just go back and say, reboot. And up comes a fresh new screen for you to play with. And children are not worried about that. They go to a piano, and they pound their fingers on the keys, and they do all sorts of things. And then someone comes along and says, gently, gently touch each key. Now, listen to that note. Listen to the music. Listen to the magic of it. Some children do that by themselves without their parents guiding them or somebody else guiding them. And because they do it by themselves without anyone guiding them, they have a natural instinct that's taking place. They have the natural magic being revealed through them. And they do wonderful things. Now, we listen to music around the world, the music of the Japanese, the Orientals, music of the South Africans, the music of the drum players, the music of all sorts of players all over the world, including the crazy qualities of music that have come to us over the decades. And how interesting it is, perhaps over the centuries, and how interesting it is, and that music people just naturally take to. A drummer has a natural beat about him, and he plays his drum beautifully and significantly. And he plays for him, but it's wonderful. And language was used at one time to be expressed from tribe to tribe when they didn't have telephones across the jungles. And this is still being done. People do it, and they call it mental thinking, mental telepathy. They think a thought. They think You think about your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. You think about somebody in your world, someone who is wonderful, meaningful to you. And all of a sudden, there they are again, right there before you in your mind, right there before you in your thought. The computer genii play and they reveal their magic. They think, let's see, I'm going to learn how to program. I'm going to learn how to put these things into focus. I'm going to learn how to do these things. And I'm going to learn how to do them and do them well. And then they begin to do them well. They know how to structure because it was something they already knew. You often say, oh, I see. And you think, that's interesting. But what does it mean when you say, oh, I see? It means that you see the genius within you, which you hadn't been paying attention to before. It was always there. And you see that genius within you, and you let that genius within you begin to express itself in beautiful, magical, wonderful ways. And what happens to you? What happens to you is that you are able to accomplish what many people think is magic. We look at the geniuses, we look at the hackers, and we look at the people who work on computers. What they're doing is they're just children playing. And when they're playing, what are they doing? They're playing and they're saying all sorts of wonderful things. They're saying all sorts of beautiful things. They're saying all sorts of fantastic things. And they're just having the time of their life. Now, can you do that? Can you say all the things that make you happy? Can you say all the things that you would enjoy knowing and being and doing? You can. It's just a matter of whether you want to put your attention to it. You have within you genius. And that genius is in everyone. That genius comes with the package. It comes with our body, our physical body, our mental body, our spiritual body. It's part of who we are. Now, we want to reveal that genius. We want to reveal that magic within us of knowing all things and being able to do anything we think about doing. Being creative with all the ideas that make life exciting. Children know by playing. They just play and the idea comes to them and then visualize this. Now, true, they're not all visualizing their cars as being real cars as you and I see them, but they see them in their heart as real cars and they drive them, pushing them by their hand or moving them, whatever. What do? They are creative. They are the magic of genius is expressing through them because it's the O-I-C. O-I-C. Those three letters are indicative of the magic indwelling you and me, waiting to be revealed. And that magic that's indwelling you and I, it's waiting to reveal, it's waiting to be brought forth, it's waiting to be connected to our experience. And it is connected to our experience only when we let go and let it be. And when we let go and let it be, wow, what magical things happen. What wonderful things happen. Now, play on your computer. Just play on it. Now, Ellen has demonstrated a lot on the computer. She does her bookkeeping on the computer. She does her stories and articles on the computer. She operates the university proctoring on the computer. She does just wonderful. She doesn't realize how fantastic she is, how much she is in tune with her genius. And then she has an iPad, and she loves to play cards on the iPad. She loves to play games on it. And then she plays these games. And as she's playing these games, every game she plays, she becomes more proficient in playing the game, more exquisite in playing the game, more genius in playing the game, because she, oh, I see. And then she says, now, I'm going to play this game quickly, like that, just whip it out. And I'm not going to pay any attention to it, I'm just going to play it. And then she plays it, and then she plays it, and then she goes up a level, up a level, up a level. And pretty soon she's at the top level of the game series, and she is playing it because she's not thinking about it, she's doing it. She's letting it be revealed through her. Children know by playing. You, on your computer, know by playing. You let it be revealed to you. You are a computer genie. play and reveal magic. That's what you do. That's what Ellen does. Ellen is probably one of the wonderful geniuses of this century, of this world, because she lets herself be revealed through her computer, through her games, through her work. And she doesn't realize it, but she is doing the work of 100 quality people, 100 geniuses in previous years, because they didn't have the computer at their fingertips. They didn't have the genius at their fingertips. They didn't have the outlet for their genius, the outlet for who they are. Ellen does, you do, I do, the world does, but that's only the beginning. When we let the genius out without a computer, without anything that is going to be a tool to do it, save our mind alone. And children know by playing. How wonderful. Computer Genie AI, play and reveal magic. And that's what you and I do. We play and reveal magic. And we say, how wonderful it is. And indeed, how wonderful it is. Play now in all areas of your life, knowing that you're revealing the magic within you, the OIC within you that's always been there. And let it flow forth, flood forth in your life, in your experience, in your world. Whether somebody else appreciates it or not is of no account. The only account is that you be that humble genius as Ellen is in her work, in her expression, and her letting go and being the divine that she always was and that she always will be. You and I can do that same thing, and we do in many ways, but let's do it in all ways now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.